Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Attention, attention. This is the Manu Music Mini Blast, Part 1.
He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend. Known as Stephen Routledge. Is about to serve.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns, and Patrick's one true friend, Shadow. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for May. The good news is I'm recording this at home rather than in hospital. It continues to amaze me how much great music there is out there, giving me quite the dilemma when trying to narrow my selection down to just two. I've come across a few new bands this month that have me asking myself why I hadn't heard their music before. One of these, Long Islander's Moontooth, provides my first pick. I've been really struggling to describe the myriad elements of their sound that I found so appealing, as whilst they are a heavy band, they aren't fully metal, and they have pop, stadium rock, psychedelic and prog elements on display throughout the new album, Phototroph. I generally try to avoid Pitchfork, as I find them to be far too up themselves and trying too hard to be cool for my tastes. But they gave me the description I was missing when they described the band as bursting with rabid energy, as if Mastodon's apocalyptic visions were replaced with cosmic wonder. I think that perfectly sums them up. Give opening track I Revere a spin, and hopefully you'll get a sense of what that means. I have a feeling that this album could be right up the street of both Barrett Reese and Liam McIndoe.
Too close to, too many ends, too much heartbreak, I was still in, too many memories of dead friends to mend.
My second choice is from Ann Arbor-based musician Chris Bathgate. His new album, The Significance of Peaches, came out in the middle of the month, and whilst I wasn't grabbed by the album as a whole, the track Bruises really stood out. This is a gospel-tinged, minimally instrumented joy that makes me think that this is what, ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space would have sounded like if Jason Pierce had been into yoga and smoothies rather than somewhat less healthy recreational pursuits he enjoyed in the 1990s. Starting with just organ and some bass guitar, with finger clicks for percussion and multiple vocal takes, this is really one to lift the spirits as it builds. Well, that'll do for this month. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have discovered in the last month. Just be sure, as ever, to keep rocking the suburbs. Every day.
Say you love me and leave the truth on out in the front yard with your bruises loud.
Jim Patrick, interns, Subbers community. This is Roger Grace in Montrose with my May new music picks. Two from me this month. The first is from a band that I grew up with and loved in the 80s, Soft Cell. It's from their new album, Happiness Not Included. It's the first new Soft Cell album for over 20 years. Mark Almond's in fine form again, and David Bowell on synths as well. The song I'd like you to play is Happy, Happy, Happy.
I remember a past that told us of a future. Rocket ships and flying cars. Other people lived on Mars. Boys and girls all look the same in PVC like leather. Auto controls to clean the house and even change the weather. Pills replace the sex act. We all felt so much better. Other bikes and monorails, electricity that never fails. Sterilized and neutralized, living in our bubble. Robocops with laser beams to dispel any trouble.
The second song is from the wonderful Chapel Rowan. After a 2-year break, she's been back with two new songs this year. Naked in Manhattan, that was out a couple of months ago, was fantastic. And the latest song, My Kink is Karma, is equally as wonderful. It's got an amazing video, which I hope all the listeners would check out. It's slightly kooky, slightly balmy, but absolutely wonderful. Anyway, hope everyone's keeping well, and that's me done for this month. Thank you.
But my kink is watching you ride your life. You lose it, your mind. You say your
Hey, Rock in the Suburbs family. This is Scott Parks from Valparaiso, Indiana, and also from the Rock in the Suburbs radio My Collection show. I'm calling in for my first ever new music episode or new music selection, and it is a song from Jens Lechman. I have heard the name. I have just now recently become familiar with Jens over the last couple of weeks because he re-released two of his classic albums that were released on Secretly Canadian that he had to pull off of streaming services and the internet due to copyright issues because he used a lot of samples. And the song I'm calling in for the month of May is the title track to the re-released. The original album is called Night Falls Over Kortedala, and the new album is called The Linden Trees Are Still in Blossom. And I'm calling in with my favorite song from this album, which is a bonus track called The Linden Trees Are Still in Blossom. It is a callback to one of the original songs on the album, which is called A Postcard to Nina. That song is where he is talking about having, you know, telling a friend of his who is a lesbian that he would be her boyfriend to, you know, have her father, who is not willing to understand that a girl can love a girl. He would be willing to be her boyfriend so she could have a relationship with her father. And the new song is a postcard to her way after the time where he's lost touch with her. And both songs are just incredible. This new song has a lot of stuff that's kind of pretty relevant to now versus back in 2007 when he released this. I would recommend playing both songs. Both are available on this new reissue. Again, the new album is called The Linden Trees Are Still in Blossom. It has all of the original songs plus another six or seven tracks that weren't on the album. You know, if you want to, I would play both A Postcard to Nina and, again, the title track to the new reissue, The Linden Trees Are Still in Blossom.
Stay with your girlfriend. Your father is a sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you wanna love a woman. Nina, I can be your boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment. Oh, God, Jesus Christ, I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family.
So, keep on rocking the suburbs, everybody. Listen to my radio show on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio on Sunday nights at 7 Eastern. You might hear some Jens Lechman. You'll definitely hear a lot of songs that I think you'll enjoy.
Nina, the linden trees are blooming. The kettle on the stove is boiling. I take my tea just like Proust, traveling backwards to my youth, munching on a madeleine. Your email bounced last time I tried, and you hated social media more than I.
Did we just slowly fizzle out? Or did I leave you with a doubt? We'd reached the end of the line. In high school, I briefly studied German. They told us a German class was searching for pen pals to exchange languages. The teacher left a letter on my desk. It had a drawing of Pee Wee Herman. And that's all it took to make a friend.
Every day.